Let us pray. Lord, by your Spirit, come and speak to us this morning. Give us understanding, and then give us the ear to hear and understand your word the way you meant it, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Emmanuel, God with us, and Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin. Last Sunday here in our carol service of 9 lessons, we were taken on that journey, telling us the whole story about the birth and, to an extent, the work of Christ here on earth, the reason of the season, or the reason for the season. We saw it in our songs, the song we sang. We'll have it in the readings. Today, we'll be looking at an aspect in that same Christmas story, which has to do with his name. But we'll be limiting it to the two names mentioned in the text we read. That's in Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, 18 to 25. 3 months ago, my daughter Divine Chisom was given birth to by my wife. I remember so well. In a coffee break on Monday, being asked, what is his name? To the disappointment of people who asked me that question, I said, not yet given a name. To them, it was strange. Have you given him the name now? What is the name? We are still waiting. After 10 days, we gave her a name. Divine Chisom. Chisom means, my God is with me. I know they must have wondered, why did it take all this long for a name to be given to a child? We didn't just want to give Divine Chisom name. We attach, as a family, importance to names we give to our children. For us, name is symbolic. And I think not only to us, but could be sent to other people. We wanted to give Divine Chisom a name that means something. It could be something relating to the period in which the mom was in with that pregnancy. It could be a particular experience that the Lord led us through over that period. At times, some people do say that God gave them for their children. But that wasn't the case of Chisholm. So, that seems to be the case to the culture in which Jesus was born. That's Jewish culture. We are going to see that as we proceed in this sermon. But let's first go to verses 20 and 21 of that Matthew Gospel we read. It says, "But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.'" So God does different work at different times, and his name represents his act, as we can see in this very text. He shall be called Jesus. He will save his people from sin. Jesus accomplished that work, and we are saved today as we believe and walk in his precept. What work was that? He was given as a gift to us. He lived among us, ministered to the people for salvation, and died a very shameful death on the cross. And that death prompted our salvation today. How do I mean? Being redeemed from the works of the devil, affliction, sickness, poverty, disgrace, name them. That was what Jesus did for us. And these are our benefit in that act of salvation he accomplished for us. Christ Jesus, our Savior. We enjoy these promises because they are all ours in Christ Jesus. The promises that goes with our yielding to that unmerited grace, unmerited favor we have through the death of our Lord Jesus Christ at the cross of Calvary. Christ, our Savior. Then in that same reading, we can see another name, Emmanuel. Emmanuel is a Hebrew word pronounced, I hope I get it right, Emmanuel, which means God with us. In that same carol service, in our first reading, carol lessons, Isaiah 7 verse 14. I read that text. It says, Isaiah, who was a seer, in a paraphrase form now that I'm reading it, a seer, someone who foretells the future. He did foretold the sign that God will protect the house of David when King Ahaz of Judah was terrified because of his enemies. Now listen to Isaiah's words. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son, and will call his name Emmanuel. Matthew Gospel quotes part of it. Going back to Matthew, it says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Isaiah did not mention this, but Matthew made it clear. It was at a time when another person was in crisis, and that person was Joseph, the husband to Mary. The story tells that Mary was conceived of the Holy Spirit, and then she hasn't been with the man he was engaged with. In that carnal relationship that should have caused her to be pregnant. And Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant. And he wanted to divorce her. But being a just and a nice man, he was contemplating on that. He wanted to do it in such a way that it wouldn't bring disgrace to Mary. In the midst of his confusions, an angel spoke to her. Rather, an angel spoke to him. Just said that you shouldn't be confused. Mary, she has not done anything wrong. She was conceived of a son through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then the angel pronounced the name by which the child will be called or known. And he said, because she was conceived of the Holy Spirit, they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. That emphasizes that God takes a name that meets the need of a particular people, of a particular person, at a particular time. We saw it in the life of the people of Israel, the people of Judah. In the midst of confusion and fear of King Ahaz, word of hope came through prophet Isaiah. He shouldn't be afraid of them. That same word is now confirmed in the New Testament. When Joseph was confused, when he was about making a decision that would have affected his entire life, that would have affected us, because without Jesus being born, or if the story relating to his birth is in a sense twisted, our faith might be questioned. But that word came at the right time and reshaped his mindset. And he understood the mystery behind the child his betrothed was carrying. This is a message of hope. This same hope that was given to this group of people extends to us today. Jesus came and dwelt among us. He became flesh. He died on the cross. He won victory over sin and all the affliction that goes with it, and has set us free. Jesus, our Savior. Emmanuel, God is with us. As he was with the house of David when Ahaz was terrified, when he was afraid, as he was equally with Joseph when he was afraid considering a divorce to Mary, so he is with us today, according to the scripture. I wonder what might be your anxiety. Your fear, or challenges facing you today. God is telling us, all of us, do not be afraid. He is aware of that, and he will take care of those. A psalmist said, "What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him." That shows that God always cares for us. This is a message of great assurance. Message of hope. Emmanuel, God with us. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this reassurance this morning, that despite whatever situation that we might be facing, that you are always there and that you are mindful of those. May this word go with us. Break down the shackles of those fear that has binded us, and then lose us to look unto that hope of the gift you have for us this season, the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.